Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is an affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from upcoming Miami Book Fair International author Nadine Gonzalez.
So, it's my birthday. Not a milestone birthday. I didn't plan a trip or a party. I took time off work and I booked a day spa. The spa is Browns & Co. and it's located on Lincoln Road. It has since closed or moved away, I don't know. And that might have to do with the high cost of doing business on Miami Beach, but it's gone. Back then, it was located in a two-story building, just with beautiful old world charm. It had a small shop on the ground floor and a full salon on the second floor. The salon was beautiful. It had an airy British colonial vibe with wood floors, jalousy windows, and ceiling fans. There was a banquette along the wall where you can sit and get a very indulgent manicure, pedicure. And that's what I'd booked. And I even splurged for an eyebrow wax. And afterwards, I went down to the little shop, did some shopping. It was the time of mineral makeup. Mineral makeup was big back then. And I bought lip gloss and eyeshadow. Now, in order for this story to make sense, I have to say a little bit about myself. I grew up reading fashion magazines. I had a very small stash, and I read them religiously. So, at a very early age, I understood that every city and every country, really, had its ideal woman. New York had its fashion-forward it girl. There was the impossibly chic French girl. There's the California girl. These women do not exist. They exist only in our collective imagination. They're not real. And they don't age. They're forever young. That's why we refer to them as girls. It doesn't matter. They're here to inspire us. I want to add to that list the Miami girl. She is impossibly cool, pretty. She looks good in a bikini, sexy. She's fun. She's fashion forward, but not really, not a slave to fashion. She wears her summer wardrobe all year round. She is well-traveled, and she's been to all the clubs. And she has this very casual, you know, don't worry about it, stay, have another drink. It's all going to work out attitude about life. And I want to be that girl. Birthdays are like a great time to take stock. And on that day, I was feeling pretty good. I was wearing this cute little dress. I had my hair blown out, fresh mani-pedi. This is the best version of myself. This is me at my hippest and my coolest, and it's probably not going to get any better. So, it's early still, and there's plenty of time on the parking meter. This is before Instagram, and this is before phones had decent cameras. So I'm not taking selfies, and I'm not searching for content. I'm just walking around window shopping. It was a simpler time. Then, strolling under the palm trees, suddenly something falls on my head from out of the sky. It has 4 feet, a tail, and it's huge. It's a freaking iguana. Now, I am generally squeamish about lizards. Even the little ones that run around our backyards, they creep me out. So this big lizard sitting on the top of my head freaks me out. I start screaming and throwing my arms around, and my designer bag and my shopping bag is just flying everywhere, and people stop and stare. I am mortified, of course. This whole thing only lasts about 2 seconds because the lizard leaps off my head and scurries away. But it takes me about 5 minutes to get myself together. I'm a mess. I'm out of breath. People start laughing because it's funny. And in hindsight, it is funny. It's hysterical. But in the moment, I want to die. I just can't. Then this girl walks by. She's tall and she's beautiful. She's black girl. She's gorgeous. She's wearing nothing but a bikini top and some denim shorts, glasses, wild curly hair. And she just walks by. And she says, "Welcome to Miami." And her tone is so dismissive, I want to die. So here's this girl treating me, the 10-year Miami resident, like a clueless tourist. And this lizard falling from the sky is my baptism by fire, so to speak. And the girl and the lizard that day, they teach me a lesson that me and my little dress and my hair and my mani-pedi, like I'm not as cool as I want to be. Because here's the truth. I am the quiet introvert. I am the observer. I am the writer. I am not the life of the party. I'm not that girl. And there's no better time to accept the truth than on your birthday.
Nadine Gonzalez with a story about not being as cool as she thought.
It is a quintessential Miami story, that's for sure.
I thought it was so strange that she's obviously very knowledgeable about fashion. She knows the California girl, the New York girl. She mentions that none of them are real. Yeah, here she is trying to be the Miami girl.
Well, it's the ideal. We strive for ideals all the time, and we are constantly brought up short by reality, and we see that we can have a goal, we can have a destination, but we may never get there. In fact, chances are that there's no such thing as getting there. And I will bet that even that gorgeous young woman who said something to her doesn't think she's super cool all the time.
What did she mean when she said she was dismissive when she said, "Welcome to Miami"?
Was very interesting as well. Not having been there, of course, we don't know the tone, and it could have been very hurtful in some way that we're not aware of. To me, Nadine's reaction says, one, being only a 10-year resident, I mean, I'm not a Miami, Florida native, but I've been here 32 years, so I feel like I've been here longer than a lot of Florida natives. You are a Florida native. I think people have a little bit of a, I don't know, maybe they feel a little stigma when they've only been here 10 years. They want to fit in. And I think people feel that way about a lot of places that they go. They don't want to look like a tourist. They don't want to look like somebody who doesn't belong. And this story is about wanting to look cool, wanting to belong, and wanting to be right. That's one thing. But the other thing is maybe Nadine was showing off her sensitivity because she was trying to belong. And then this woman said this thing that to her meant you don't belong. To me, it didn't mean that at all. It just meant that's Miami for you.
It also seemed to be a catalyst, and it forced Nadine to realize she's an introvert. She's a writer. She doesn't have to be this cool Miami girl.
Yeah, that is a huge revelation. And she didn't say what birthday it was, but that is always a huge revelation when you realize that the thing you've been striving for is not necessarily A, the thing that you're ever going to be, but B, not necessarily what you even want to be, because it's not who you are. It doesn't feel right to you. So I think that was quite a birthday gift.
I also like, not only did she talk about a location on Lincoln Road where I grew up, and I knew Brown and Company before they went under, but she talks about a simpler time when you could enjoy the walk without Instagram and the internet. So
I know we now have stories that are BI and AI, before internet and after internet, and things really change, or even BP and AP, before phones and after phones, cell phones. That is really a good point, that it changes people's behavior. It also changes people's interpretation of stories, because if she had a picture of this, she might remember it in a different way. She has so many beautiful details in this story. The ceiling fans, the British colonial vibe, the banquet. She doesn't need a photo. She's got it in her head, and that's a great writer.
And Nadine's going to be at the book fair. Do you have information?
I do. She's going to be at the Miami Book Fair International on Sunday, November 18th at 4:30 at the Center Gallery.
Karen, I understand there's a storytelling event coming up.
There is. We have an out-of-town professional, top-of-the-line storyteller, Adam Booth, who is coming in from West Virginia. He is one of the royalty of the Tall Tale Tellers, and he is coming to the Boca Raton Public Library, 400 Northwest 2nd Avenue. He will be there next Saturday, November 3rd, 3:30 p.m. It is free of charge.
And if our listeners have a story they'd like to share with the public storyteller, how can they get in touch with you?
Please send me an email, cneile at fau.edu. And please don't worry. You do not have to send me a synopsis. Just say, hey, I'm interested. Send me the instructions.
We also have contact information at our website, wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.